The seerah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the pride and joy of this noble ummah. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the embodiment of the Islamic personality and character. His sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life was the most perfect actualization of the hukum sharia, and his sallallahu alayhi wasallam's mission was the exemplary method of the implementation of Islam. Inshallah, this series will focus on lessons from the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that are pertinent to the resumption of the Islamic way of life and the re-establishment of the righteous Khilafah.
Seerah, Episode 40. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Muhammad, the Prophet of Mercy, the one who fulfilled the hopes of the weak. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the last episode, we mentioned that the Sahaba began migrating to Medina on the instructions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, he, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stayed behind without indicating to anyone whether he would leave or not. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu kept asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for permission to emigrate, until he answered, "Do not be in a hurry. It may be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a companion." Abu Bakr knew then that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to emigrate. One day, at midday, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to see his friend Abu Bakr and arranged with him everything for the intended migration. Abu Bakr was surprised to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his face covered, coming to visit him at an unusual time. A time in the Arabian climate for all to retire within their dwellings, as it was too hot for anything else. Abu Bakr soon learned that Allah's command had arrived, and he proposed that they should migrate together, to which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave his consent. Abu Bakr had already begun preparing their camels and provision for the long journey. Abu Bakr had prepared the camels for a few months so that the camels had enough fat and water stores in their humps for the long and difficult journey through the blistering desert. Quraysh were very concerned about the implications of the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially now that the Muslims in Medina were many and enjoyed the upper hand. Should he, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, join them there, and with the power that they possessed, it could mean the end of them. They therefore thought long and hard about the issue of preventing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from migrating to Medina. The leaders of Quraysh gathered in Darul Nadwa. Darul Nadwa for them was like today's parliament. The leaders of Quraysh would gather there when they needed to discuss and debate important matters. For this important matter, all the key figures of Quraysh came together. Abu Jahl, Nadr ibn al-Harith, Shayba, Utbah, Abu Sufyan, Umayyah ibn Khalaf, a gathering of the staunchest enemies of Islam at the time, with the exception of Abu Lahab, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was a lengthy debate and several proposals were put forward. Expulsion from Makkah was proposed by Abu al-Aswad and debated in turn, but finally turned down on grounds that his eloquent and emotive words could entice the other Arabs to attack them in their own city. Imprisonment for life was also debated, but also refused for the fear that his followers might increase in number, overpower them, and release him by force. At this point, the vile enemy of Islam, Abu Jahl bin Hisham, suggested that they assassinate him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, the assassination by one man would have exposed him and his clan to the vengeance of blood. The difficulty was at last solved by Abu Jahl himself. He suggested that a band of young men, one from each tribe, should strike Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam simultaneously with their swords, so that the blood money would be spread over all of them, and therefore could not be exacted and his people would seek an alternative settlement. This evil proposal was unanimously accepted, and the representatives adjourned the meeting and went back to their homes with full determination to carry out the assassination immediately. Quraysh made their decision, but on the other hand, Allah the Exalted also made his decision. And no doubt, Allah's decision is dominant in all matters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicates to this event in the following verses of Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 30.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِيُثْبِتُوكَ أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكَ وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ.
And recall, when the disbelievers were conspiring against you to hold you as a captive, or to kill you, or to expel you. They were planning, and Allah was planning, and Allah is the best of planners. What was Allah's plan for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Join us, dear listeners, for the next episode, inshallah. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.